Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, you can be all the things you've always wanted to be. Beautiful, sexy, easy as 1, 2, 3.
Just let your soul glow. Just let it shine through. Just let your soul.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Mac Wilds.
I'm Flora.
And we are...
The guys next door. Jesus Christ. Hold on.
We sounded like we was back in the studio.
Hold on, guys.
I think we're
Orlando.
Back.
Orlando. Hold on. Orlando. What is going on right now in the background?
Before he's able to answer that question, Mac, I think we should get the business out the way.
Yes, we should. Because I feel like there's a long answer to that.
Oh my God.
I'm going to be pausing a lot.
Mac, that's what we doing.
Not. Okay. No, we are not there.
I'm not there.
This is a very vanilla podcast.
I want to go home.
I want you to know we are as freaky as the freaky gets on this podcast. So you guys are about to take it in a whole different level.
Yep.
But let us do what we are here to do.
Okay. Go ahead, Mouse.
As always, we got to thank the neighborhood, the GND neighborhood. Thank you guys for your support. Continue to support us. We're making sure we're getting you guys the content out on time. You know, we ain't shit. So sometimes we be late. Sometimes we say we're going to be there and we don't be there. All of that stuff. When we show up, we got our kids with us.
Speak for yourself. Ryan, just because you haven't in Mexico yet, just relax.
talk this talk this time next year. I want you to talk that no kitchen next year this time.
I'll talk about that next year and the year after. So we'll be all right.
But shout out to the GND neighborhood. We appreciate y'all. Make sure you're following us on all socials at Guys Next Door Pod. That's Twitter, Instagram, at Guys Next Door Pod. Make sure you subscribe, rate, leave a comment. Like right now, stop what you're doing. Keep listening, but stop what you're doing and leave a comment. I don't know what the comment is today. You figure it out.
They'll have a few to give us by the end of this.
Right, but leave it. Leave the comment. Make sure you subscribe to our Patreon. We're getting the content to you guys over there. There's a new episode waiting for you over there right now for those who are already subscribed. And for those who've been moochers and you want to do better in your fucking life.
Moochers.
Stop fucking mooching, always getting shit for free. Head over to our Patreon. Patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. Hey, Light Bean, we're not doing that today. Maybe we are. Okay.
Yeah, all right. She's a woman. She doesn't listen well.
Definitely not to us.
Yeah.
Definitely not to us.
And I think that, and if you have a letter, if you guys have a letter that you would like to be read on air, got a question, concern, comment, I don't know, whatever. Make sure you send it to guysnextdoor123 @gmail.com. Remember, that is guysnextdoor123 @gmail.com. Now, if it is a relationship-based question, doesn't have to be, but if it's a relationship question, make sure you send. Well, first and foremost, make sure you put your own name in the subject line.
Or
Shay is going to read whatever is there. Or I might just say, whore. Just like that. Whore said. But if you don't want that to happen, make sure you put your own fake name in the subject line. And if it is a relationship question, doesn't have to be, but if it is, make sure you send a picture of yourself and your significant other or the person you are writing about, so we can make sure that I'm not giving fat girl advice to a skinny girl advice to a good looking person.
Absolutely.
We want to keep the scales balanced, you know? And moving on from that, me, Mac, and Che, we happen to be joined by a pretty disgusting podcast.
Hold on. You forgot.
I'm not here, motherfucker.
You forgot Ryan.
What the fuck you
I said Ryan.
No, you did not.
You left Ryan.
You said
out.
Shay.
It
didn't say mine. Whose podcast you think this is? I don't know what's and going cut. On.
And cut. Okay. And hit play. Now, me, Mac, Ryan, and Che happen to be joined by a pretty disgusting podcast. One of these people you've heard many a times on our podcast. Another person. We were doing pretty well with not having him heard on the podcast, but it's quarantine, and we said, fuck it. We want to welcome to the neighborhood. We want to welcome Tahoe back. For the first time, we want to welcome Orlando, and they are from the Hard or Soft podcast. Orlando, Tahoe, what the fuck?
Yo, it's goody. Happy to be here.
The whores are here.
Mm-hmm. Orlando. So
whores.
So let's get it out the way. What the fuck is Hard or Soft? And what is
what the hell is on his background? Is that a bunch of white women?
Just check his background.
Yeah, like why did you get? Is that why you have white women on your wall?
Is that I think there's a chains there. I see.
There's a lot there. Don't look too hard.
Weapons of mass destruction. These look like weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, this
not gonna lie.
This one's a butt.
This one's a butt,
and it has a vibrator in the butt. So it comes with a butt and a vagina, and there's a vibrator in the butt.
What?
Yeah. Orlando's the king of male sex toys. This is what Orlando.
Type of
tell him about
2020.
Okay, I've always had questions about this. Right, I'm interested.
I got answers.
So there are, as we see, there are male sex toys.
Yeah, every single toy here is a male sex toy, or a partnered sex toy.
Partnered sex toys. I know about the partnered sex toys. I didn't know that there was.
Oh, you know about?
I mean, like I heard about.
You know about this one right here?
Things.
This black, the black glove right here.
No, what is that? Yeah. Hold on, you guys have to understand. Like he's pointing at toys right now. You'll probably see this, but he is pointing at toys like the weatherman. Like you know, there's going to be a cold front.
It's, like Vanna White.
This is ridiculous.
Can I buy a vowel? Yes, anal, ass, right here.
Can I buy a vibrator for 500, Alex?
So this glove
Okay, so what's that?
It has
it's a glove. Yeah, it's a glove.
And it has different dicks on every finger. So you can finger pop shorty with different dicks on every finger. You can put two dicks in one in her. You can put two dicks in her, one dick in the butt. You can do whatever you want.
All right, let's slow it down.
You got to explain. Wait, Miles, hold on.
You're moving too fast. Too fast for the fans.
All of the penises are like have like different studs and things on them. They like have rings on them. Some have studs. Some have spikes. So he's able to give multiple different experiences to these women with one hand.
Okay, cool.
When was the last time you did that? Mouse.
Never.
Yeah.
Let's, all right. So the hardest. Tahoe, you've been on this podcast.
Yes, you have, Tahoe. Yes, you have.
And both times you were on this podcast, you were on this podcast as one of our first guests.
Yeah.
But then you also was our first live guest. Yep. You were our guest at the Roots Picnic.
Amazing.
You know, not too many people, you know, start a podcast and just get to the Roots Picnic.
I mean, you know, right?
You know, but hey.
Brought me on stage in front of hundreds of people. Like, I was.
Hold on, Tahoe.
Honored,
we were trying to. Hold on. We were trying to be shady. You ruined our shady moment.
Oh, go ahead.
Not a lot of people just get to the Roots Picnic. Within like the first 4 months of you recording a podcast and just, you know.
It's kind of ridiculous.
Hey, but you know.
Who are we? You know, we're just the guys next door.
Are we some good guys?
No.
I'll send you some bread.
No. Hey, not at all. But yeah, Tahoe, yeah, it was a beautiful thing. Yeah, you were there. Yeah, yeah.
Representing, y'all had to bring me on there to add a little salt to it, bro. You know what I mean? Representing the So Shameless podcast.
I would call you seasoned. I don't know if I would call you salt. You are seasoned.
That was salt. That was salt. No problem. I'm here with the hardest soft podcast today.
You're definitely part of the marinated squad. You definitely.
Yeah, that's right. It's all right.
I love you, though. I definitely love you.
But so the last time you were here, both times you were here, you dropped a bunch of gems in regards to just, you know, maturation as a black man, second chances, dating, relationship. But none of what you were talking about had any inkling that you would just a year later be on a sex podcast. Mm-hmm. Like, this is sex. Like, we dabble into like the sex topics, and you know, we get kind of explicit with our journey, but like, y'all go there. So Tahoe, as a old nigga, what was it? What was the change where you said, okay, I'm gonna do a sex podcast?
So, I mean, for one, Orlando started his OnlyFans. Orlando has an OnlyFans. He's manager of my other podcast, So Shameless. Mm-hmm. And him being around me, I just noticed how open and how possessed he was by his sexual lifestyle. And to me, I was like vanilla like you at the time. So I was like,
wow, he called you Vanilla Mouse.
I am vanilla, as everyone else on this podcast, probably except for Che, is. All the niggas of Guys Next Door, we vanilla.
Compared to.
You remember White Chicks in the beginning with a nigga like vanilla, chocolate, Napoleon. we all vanilla, right?
So, I mean, I just thought it would be a good, for one, being around him had me asking questions about sex that you don't get that from men. Women have all of the avenues for sex talk, and it's something that it's normal. For men, it's not normal. It's taboo. But they're asking us to please them. They're asking us to meet them at that level. Well, how can we, when we don't have the type of education? It's just not a part of our culture to do it. So I was like, yo, you know, it'd be crazy if we started a podcast and like, I'm on one side and you're on the other side, but sex is a wild thing. Once you're in, you can't just stay over there. Once, like, there's a thing called porn hypnosis, right? Where it's like,
oh, that's what Pastor Mike Todd was talking about.
No, not that.
Wow, it's like, wow. I thought you were gonna go super left, and I'm glad you didn't.
That's why I stayed. I didn't say nothing. I'm just like, yeah, this.
Mouse. Huh? I thought you were gonna go super left. And I'm sitting here thinking my lucky stars that you didn't, sir.
Oh no.
Yeah, so porn hypnosis, it's like if you watch it, it starts whispering to your mental. It starts saying, yo, this is interesting. You know, I wanna watch it again. And then it becomes a desire. And talking about it, talking about all of these things with Orlando every week, it started making me realize that I got all of these other desires that I want to try. Why the fuck am I not trying it?
All right, let me hear one. We here.
I was always scared to get my ass ate. I always felt like getting my ass ate, getting finger popped, anything like that for a man.
Oh my God.
All right, let me hop in.
What happened?
Ass eight.
He said, let me hop in. Pause.
let me join the combo.
I think we're going to call this episode pause. Like, I feel like there's going to be a lot.
This is all heterosexual stuff.
No.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't want anybody to think anything crazy.
So.
And we're also not adults. We're children. We're just children in manly bodies.
Yes, we just have bills. We're children with bills.
Children with beards.
Beards and bills.
And bills. Yeah. We're Macaulay Culkin.
Two of us have beards.
Well, we got all of us have bills.
You dirty bitch.
Bills and two beards. Three bills.
You dirty.
Three bills. Two beards. And a baby.
And a lot of bills.
A lot of fucking bills.
So you said the one thing you wanted to try that you never tried before was a joint eating your butt. And I'm pretty sure you accomplished that, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That was week one.
All right. Welcome to the club. I like to welcome you to the club.
Welcome to the club, my G.
Welcome to the club, my G.
You know,
wait a minute.
Get a drink.
Y'all left me?
Yeah.
Yeah. You stay over there.
Niggas just be out here. And a lot of, yo, men be hiding. We don't talk about the shit we really into, and it makes it seem as if it's taboo. These niggas been getting their ass ate right in front of you, and you ain't even know it.
For decades.
Not, first of all, not right in front of me.
See, pause. Not right in front of me.
For me, I'm not going to say, but I feel like this for everybody sexually. There's those moments where you feel more sexually inclined to do shit that you don't do all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's those drunk nights. There's those how she looks, how bad you want her. You really want to go all out the first night like this, certain thing like that. Now, finger in the booty, that's not me.
But you do know that drunk nights, you say in drunk nights, you know that you speak at your truth on them drunk nights.
Yeah, but even in my drunk nights, a finger never went in my butt. And I was pretty happy with the drunk night.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. I mean, now, I'm not going to tell you to get finger popped, my nigga. That's not
the women that are that fine, like Ryan just said, the women that are that fine and that make you want a tongue in your butt, I want you to keep me away from those women.
But they normally,
they
pussy.
Those women are the devil. Those
normally,
women are the devil.
Because I feel like this, like the, I'm not going to say this all the time, but I feel like the badder the joint is, sometimes a pussy does not really add up to that. So I feel like it's a more of a visual thing to get us off than it is, you know.
How do you see her if she behind? Never mind.
No. I'm saying her physical is what gets you. But I'm not necessarily saying the best pussy I ever got was the baddest joint.
Okay, fair.
Okay, I can see that.
So on the other half of that podcast, the Hard or Soft Team, Orlando. Yeah.
Orlando.
Now, Orlando, what is your what is your role on the Hard or Soft podcast? How did you what was your entry point into this? I don't even want to say, like, what was your entry point to, you know, being so comfortable with your sexuality or exploring your sexuality? You know, how do you get this assortment of toys?
A fine haberdashery.
So ever since I was young, I was always been just like a curious guy or curious kid. So like I actually lost my virginity when I was like 9 years old. So I've always been sexual, like since I was a kid.
Somebody's on the podcast who lost their virginity before me. No more shaming on this podcast.
You was 9 and a half, bro. It's still 9.
Come on. We laugh about that, but I always think that that's wild.
It is.
I wasn't 9 and a half. I was 13. Mm-hmm.
But the girl who fucked Orlando was like 13, right?
Yeah. She had to be like 12, 13, some shit like that.
Wow.
Whore.
Niggas get turned out every day, B.
But say you grew up in the hood. That's a fact.
And he's been reliving that moment ever since.
Orlando is Winter Santiago.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Back to what she was saying, Orlando. Orlando, back to you. Mike.
Now, so I was just always curious ever since a young age, and I never was the kind of kid that went with societal norms. Like, I'm the one where everybody's going left, I'm going to go right just because I want to see what happens when you go right. So just living like that, I've always just been comfortable with myself, and I never really cared about what people said or how people judge me. I always just moved at my own pace. So it just kept going and it kept developing. The more I was secure with myself as far as like me maturing,
Man, it just made me happy. Freak and be done with it.
Yeah, I'm trying to water it down.
We don't want no water.
When I was in like junior high school, a girl told me like I had a big dick, so I kept running with that and becoming more into.
Yo, I think it's funny. I think it's so funny to see Tahoe get uncomfortable with somebody else selling dick because he's the biggest dick seller.
But I say it like in a different way. He actually be selling.
I
got a big black dick.
Tahoe. So do you?
I don't say nothing about my penis.
Tahoe, I've been on the show and you've been like, oh, you know, because I was fucking her, you know, like real fucking her. Like, not like these little niggas before.
I
fuck you and put some money in your purse sometimes. Like, what?
He's trying to up us. Like, no, I ain't going to do that. He's trying to, little niggas don't do that.
Right. And then he's going to look at me and be like, now, Mouse, tell about the time you stole money out of bitch.
Jesus Christ.
Just threw you under the bus.
That's the type of shit. So I think it's hilarious, this juxtaposition to see.
But he be dick this, dick that. Then the nigga, we was on the show this week, and he talking about he got a blister on his dick, and he kept fucking with the shit.
It wasn't a blister on my dick.
Tell the people what it was called, it's called the blood bubble. Explain the blood bubble to the guys next door.
All right. So you see this circle right here? That's a cock ring.
Yes.
So that's the levels of cock ring that I have. I have three different sizes. So I was just trying them out and I put on the smallest one. And as I'm fucking this girl, the blood is rushing into my dick because it's getting hard, but the cock ring stops the blood from coming out. So as I'm fucking her at the base of my dick, I started to get a bubble around my dick and it's just filled with blood. So I had to take the cock ring off. And then as I just kept on fucking her, the blood just started to circulate and the bubble went down.
But he had a whole donut on his shit and was kept fucking. Like, who does that?
So I would just like to, I would like to let y'all know, this is what you left me to deal with yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, we're doing the podcast thing where we support one another. So we were supposed to go on their show.
Well, we will. Let's.
But now that they came on our show, this is what I had to sit through yesterday. I just want. So,
okay. But what Miles won't mention is in the beginning he was vanilla, and by the end he wanted a sex toy.
Still vanilla. This sex toy is completely selfish.
That was all male. A male sex toy.
Is that right there? Okay.
All right. That's interesting.
And I don't like the fact, I don't like the way you outed me. See, this is the problem in the black community when we talk about sexuality.
So came, man.
Let me lean up. I got to lean up now.
Wow. All right.
Okay. Okay. So now, so do you take, and I guess both of you can answer this question before we bring you to, a little more cultured of pastures as the guys next door. But do you guys take a position of teachers, or are you just discussing this journey as you live it when it comes to this? Like, are you guys looking to educate or share your experiences? Or both? Like,
that's actually kind of funny because Tahoe more so takes the role of like entertainer and experience, and I'll take the role of like educator and comfort and mm-hmm. shit like that. So
some wild shit.
Yeah, wild shit basically. So we,
but at the also,
it flips from time to time, like during the podcast, but we cover like all bases. Like we're articulate, we're entertaining, we're educational, we give advice.
I was there yesterday for 2 hours. Articulate wouldn't be the adjective I would use.
Because you were there, it wasn't articulate. That's what happened.
but for me, it's like, I don't think that I'm an educator. I think that I'm learning as we go. And that we're talking about it, and like, that's what I think men get from the podcast. And I think that women get that from the podcast as well, is that we're all learning all of this shit about each other that was never said out loud and things that was mad taboo. So Hard and Soft Podcast is like, we called it Hard or Soft, where obviously there's a pun where your dick is hard or soft. But we talk about things that make us hard, things that men like in bed, things that we enjoy about sex. And then we talk about things that make us soft, things that we don't like, things that is like we hate that women do, or things that we hate that we might do ourselves or have to do ourselves.
Big turn off.
So since we're here, I like that.
Go ahead, Mouse Jones.
I like that. So sure, it's five of us here. So let's fucking talk about it. What are some things that make you soft, Ryan?
Oh, jump at me. let me see. What is the definite? I don't. If you just like, I don't like. What do they call that shit? Like princesses in a bed.
Pillow princesses.
Yeah, that's really not for me. Like, I don't. Yeah.
Most women are lazy when it comes to sex.
Yeah, like, but there's certain things with a pillow princess that's different than a lazy woman. A lazy woman, you can kind of like move around, like yo, do this, turn around here, do this. Like a pillow princess just wants it her way in her position. She don't really want to move. It's nothing else that you could really do, but get it done. But also, I hate nappy stubbles. Like stubble. I hate that. That is a turnoff.
Wait, you got, on the if you neck got, or on the pussy?
No, what? On the pussy. Like,
that's a great question, actually.
Oh, I hate that too. I'm not going that far with that. Both. But the one that I would run into without knowing would be on the pussy. If you get what I'm saying.
This motherfucker done went and put the sex glove on. I have no idea what I'd be getting into with this motherfucker.
What? Hold on, wait. What was that? That you just
don't feed into it.
Don't feed into
it. As soon as you ask the question, it's too late.
Matt. And he might be doing something with it right now. You never know.
I'm waiting till we end this podcast. Listen,
Oh, Jesus.
So you're
going
to beat off to us being on the Guys Next Door podcast? That's a hell of a compliment for y'all.
That is a hell of a compliment. I'll take it. I'll take it.
What type of Aquaman hand is that?
What is that?
So Orlando's showing his spikes. He has another sex glove that has spikes all over it. And that's for you, Orlando?
Yeah.
You,
it's you a jerk off with that? Yeah. Lube up and enjoy. Just throw some lube on it.
I don't think. See, that's the thing, Mouse. This is the thing, Matt.
I would use that to detail my
head. Yeah, I'm like.
The spikes are soft, like, though. The spikes are very soft.
Like, he's in the pain. Take off the calluses off your foot.
Yeah.
Big mama, your arm.
It's not as done.
Yo, Mac, what are some things that Orlando, can you put we will make space on this podcast for you to show your assortment, okay?
Holy shit, Mac.
What are some things that make you soft?
Things that make me soft.
I'm emotional guy, right? So it's all about the, I guess, just the vibe. One thing I've been speaking about, especially with asking, I think previously in one of our last couple of episodes, the whole asking your girl for head. One thing that really gets me soft is sympathy pussy or sympathy head. Can't do it. I hate sympathy. Like don't be on
your
some
heart
like
got to be into this, man.
Yeah, like come on, make me lie to me. Shit,
I'm petty. And you know that should be trash. Sometimes that sympathy.
This is what I'm saying.
Trash.
She like
so I'm gonna
like,
last for mad long.
It's really like a all right.
Like if you know she gawks all the time, she gawk.
Yeah,
but this time
and then all of a sudden it's just on some like all right, come on, the baby sleeps, so come on, let's go. It's like you know what? Fuck it.
I'm good.
What Bernie Mac said? She gotta learn.
You gonna learn today?
I think yeah, another big one for me is a bad kisser. Like if I really kiss you, like I really want to kiss you, and then it's bad. It's like damn.
Nah, yeah, kisses be ruining shit. Like that's the beginning. Like,
but I hate chicks that pull on your bottom lip. Do y'all like that? Like when they kiss you and they
but not depends. Too hard.
Not too hard. Don't get too crazy. Don't. Pause. I'm sorry.
Pause. That was crazy.
Why are you so horny, man?
From yesterday. Got residual horniness from yesterday's podcast.
I ain't gonna hold you.
Residual horniness is crazy.
I ain't gonna hold you. I definitely was big horny. When I was like, yo,
son.
Nigga was looking through all his drawers like, yo, I know I got something a little spiky in here.
Look, I started to go get the knife yesterday. Started run down my leg. Like,
that's because you had my sex toy in your face.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
This is true.
I am the king of not reacting, so that's fine. Tao, please pick up where you left off.
I just hate when women bite your lip when y'all kissing and like pull your shit away from your face. It's like you don't have control of your face no more.
You
could be kissing with your eyes closed and they do that and you like open your eyes and look at like, where are we going? Like,
Am I the only one that likes that?
I like it not when it's painful.
I don't want it to be painful.
I like it when it's painful.
Just like this one time I got the shit smacked out of me in bed.
I'm not gonna hold you. Listen.
Normally I like a little smack, you feel me? A little smack. Sometimes a little aggression, but she smacked the dog shit out of me. And I saw black for like 15 seconds. My equilibrium was all fucked up.
You see that little blue star, little red star.
Everything was like this. I'm like, nah. And then she was like, hit me harder. But after that, I didn't want to hit her harder. Like, it was. Because
it would have been at
you
an
still
angle.
Know her?
No, son.
Yes, I still know her. And I want to try it again, but just not the smack. Like, the smack son. Really took everything out of me. Smacked like four waves out of my head. I'm still trying to get it back.
Nah, son. I got clapped one time. And this shit was like, it made me reassess, like, some shit. I definitely stopped for a second. And looked at her and was like, for some reason, I'm a little more turned on, but I'm gonna choke the shit out of you.
You guys are so lucky.
Do y'all like inflicting pain on women? Like, is that a, is that
if they want it?
No, no, we don't. No, no, no. Nobody in this podcast. Nobody at this podcast. No, no, at the guys next door podcast. No pain. Right, nobody so likes inflicting pain on women.
So this
no.
is what I'm saying, right? I had a woman, right, ask me, and I've spoken about this before. Ask me to bite her clitoris.
Ooh.
And so, you know, I bit it like on a sexual bite.
Hold on, wait.
You
know? Like a was like a sexy nibble.
Was it a nibble or was it a bite? Those are two different words.
Boy. I gave it the nibble. I gave it the nibble. But she looked at me and was like, no, bite it. So I used like the front, like maybe the side ones, like in the front to do the nibble. But then I kind of went back to the munchers, to the molars to give her the bite.
And she went to the molars? Hold on, how you get the clip back here?
Boy, she picked my head up and looked at me in my face and said, bite it.
Yeah, son.
And I almost fainted, bro, because I can't inflict that type of, like, that's not my thing. And I almost got, like, nauseous.
Did that make you soft? That turned you off?
Yeah, I didn't want to have sex with her anymore. I never had sex with her again after that.
Speaking of which, Mouse, what is something that make you soft, bro?
Bad breath.
Yeah, that's of course.
Bad breath.
But I don't think
I'm not a.
Are you gonna get to the bed before you realize she has bad breath?
But I might be hard before we get to the bed. But exactly. If it's not that breath, it go.
But I feel like in order for me to have that feeling of me wanting to get hard, unless just like nah, if I get hard off a joint, like in a conversation, I'm gonna smell that.
Yeah, I'm gonna smell that. Yeah. What else? I'm not a feet person, but if you got bad feet. Mm-hmm. Like, if they not white toenails, if they not done.
Would you ever let a chick give you a foot job?
Never, ever. No.
What's that? Put the feet on the man's?
No.
Yeah.
If she got the pretty feet, I try it.
Yeah.
Keep your feet off my meat, like I told Carly Red. Keep your feet.
So you telling me if it's a pretty ass woman, beautiful ass woman, right? Gorgeous. Beautiful black woman. And she got the most beautiful feet. Her shit is done up and all that. And her titties is perky. Her shit is right. And she wanna lay back and she start rubbing on your shit. You're gonna be like, not the feet. Not the feet.
I'm still Mouse Jones.
He gonna put the meat right on those feet. Stop playing,
boy. That's the title right there. Put the meat on the feet.
That's way better. I ain't gonna hold you. That's a good one. No, I'm gonna move them shits and start eating pussy or something. But keep your feet off my dick. And lastly, spit. I don't like that shit. Don't spit on me. Don't spit in my mouth. I don't like. I'll do it to you if you ask me.
Hold on, son. I had it happen one time, and I was. I'm telling you, the whole entire. Before Shorty did it, and of course it was an older joint, and it was just like,
of course, because they fucking disgusting.
Yeah,
she was fire. No Mac, more. She was fire. She it turned it up.
Disgusting. What?
It was different. Old
women spit. It was probably Virginia Slims in that shit.
Virginia Slims.
It tastes like a little Mad Dog 40/40. I'll 2020.
You let somebody who was 20 during Freaknik spit in your mouth. Ugh.
I love it.
This is what I say about the spit shit. When people be like, yo, I like, when I be like, yo, I like spitting in a girl's mouth, it's not that like loogie spit. Like, it's not like that. It's the joint that like spit. It fall down in her mouth real slow.
It's the spit that's under your tongue. That you pull out.
Exactly. See what I'm saying? So, because the other spit you don't got no control over. This spit you got control over. Like, you let it go down like Charlotte's Web.
Hold on. Are we finding out that the only vanilla guy next door is Mouse Jones?
It probably is Mouse.
Wow. This is crazy.
No, because y'all niggas don't have no hygiene and no coof.
listen, my mother told me if it's my time to go, it's my time to go. So I'm going to just live it up. You heard?
That's how coronavirus started, spitting in people's mouths.
That's hilarious.
You know, these women be having white tongues and you let them spit in your mouth.
But that's rule number one. Brush that tongue, baby girl.
Yeah, but you got to brush that tongue.
Let me tell you something. She been drinking Avion all night, Casa Azul all night, not an ounce of water.
Nah, first of all, the same girl is not drinking Casa Azul that's drinking that Avion.
When you in your sexual bag, you're not thinking about all that, bro. And I'm telling you right now, when the spit and fly and y'all start slapping and shit like that, you come back to this podcast, you're going to be like, that was one of the wildest sex experiences. Yeah, experiences I've ever had.
Chick is nice.
This girl spit in my mouth while we was kissing.
What?
Mac, you know exactly who it
was. That's a different kind of spit, though. During the kiss, Mac, you know, shoving your spit down my mouth is kind of
like,
different.
Mac, you know exactly who this woman is. She spit in my mouth while we was kissing. I said, like, I backed up and watched the spit just hit the... I said, what is wrong with you?
What are you doing?
Are you out of your fucking... What is wrong? First of all... We not even in a bedroom, so why are you doing
that? That's wild.
We are outside.
That's the sky. I don't like that.
7-Eleven.
I'm a spontaneous guy. It just depends.
It was bothering me and my friends.
Why you spit in my mouth at cheesecake? You know I like.
Yo, like. I can do that.
I feel like there's a time and a place for a lot of shit, but I'm spontaneous. But there's just sometimes I'll be a little scary.
Imagine that you at the imagine you dead in a spot like fucking the supermarket, and a nigga or a chick grabs her man by the face and spits in her mouth or spits in his mouth like in front of you in broad daylight. That's lit. Wild.
It's I'm nuts. Definitely it's I'm gonna be a dead,
fucking
be
nuts.
A,
let's get it.
Wow, nigga said it's lit. Mm-hmm.
Sure. No, what makes you soft? I'm not gonna ask either one of y'all what makes you hard. I don't
want to know.
Because that is actually something good to know. Because you guys are a sex podcast.
Yep.
So what, if anything, makes you guys soft?
I'm still trying to find that out myself.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been in some weird
situations. You don't like reverse cowgirl.
Yeah, but it doesn't make me soft. I'll still get hard and fucked on reverse cowgirl.
I said, wow.
Reverse cowgirl is so lit.
OD.
This is one of the bottom.
Depends on the fatty. Depends on the fatty.
It's not my favorite.
It's more of a visual thing. That's why.
Exactly.
The fatty's right.
Exactly. There's no pleasure behind it.
No, there's pleasure.
There's pleasure.
Because I be coming. So
it is, but it's not as much as other positions. It's just a good visual.
Well, with the kind of dick that I have, it doesn't work that well.
Yeah, I'm about to say like. All right,
moving on.
I was about to get real graphic, but I can't.
See, no,
it's
ahead,
not the
Mac.
Best for me.
Express yourself.
I get it.
Mac, you already answered the question.
Yeah, it's just Tahoe. Not the best
what
for me.
Make no? Yeah, no, Tahoe. Because niggas about to start selling dick sizes. I'm not. I sat through that yesterday. I'm not doing that again.
Why are you stopping him from Tahoe, expressing himself? That's what he wants to do.
Because that's what we do on this podcast. We shame and we judge. Welcome to the guy next door. The only thing you can get away with is emotional growth. Anything else, we're shaming and judging.
I mean,
like, word, bro. You want to be a better man? We support that, bro. Yeah, we got you. What? You want to be open with your sexuality? Get your fucking nasty.
What
ass.
If I name my dick emotional?
Oh my God! All right, nah.
See, this is what I be talking about. This unnecessary dick slinging. This is exactly what I'm talking about.
This is crazy.
Like you thought somebody's gonna say, "Yeah." That's
I usually
like,
sell
yeah,
dick
okay.
on our podcast, and I am not today.
Oh yeah.
There's loyalty in this podcast. I definitely wasn't gonna. I wasn't gonna out him as who was the dick seller on this podcast. Glad
I
Ryan do. Said
I mean,
it.
You know, I'm single, trying to looking
trying
for
to mingle.
Yeah.
Ryan, would you? No, I'm not bringing that up. I'm leaving that up.
Thank you.
Thank you. What makes Tahoe soft now?
I'm gonna keep it real. I think something that most men go through, for me, it's like when you always gotta initiate. Like you always gotta be on shit.
Facts.
Like it's crazy because I was even telling my shorty, like we was having a conversation about our relationship, and I was like, yo, do you know what turns me on? Like, does it even matter to you what turns me on? Or do you think that all you gotta do is back my shit out and suck my shit, and I gotta be in the mood whenever you do that. Sometimes I'm not in the mood. Sometimes you gotta turn me on too. Sometimes you gotta do things that make me feel, like getting busy, like getting, you know, getting to
talk it. About it, bitch. And, talk and, about
and,
it.
And women just always want
yes, bitch. Yes.
Women always seem to want that from men, but it doesn't seem like, for one, they know what turns us on, or if they even have the desire to do
no,
it.
No, no, no. I'm about to say, or if they even care. Like there's really a lot of times
they don't care. They don't care.
You have conversations with women, and mm-hmm. when it comes to the sexuality of a man, it's
yo,
I think it is so.
The way Che is
I know she is rolling
boy,
her eyes.
Oh boy!
Again, women think, you know, I suck dick well, or I do this. All I gotta do is take off my clothes, or you know, I put a nice lingerie or something
not
on.
Over
a,
here.
On, and a nigga,
they don't even
the nigga
put nice lingerie
hard.
On no more.
They
don't
even, bro. Big t-shirt, and it's yours.
Like but the other
on.
Side
no,
of that.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't gonna hold
you.
No.
I do like a big t-shirt.
You gotta put on my t-shirt. You gotta put on
not a good one. Not a good
my
one.
My t-shirt
one.
Come on after the effect. Your shit is on before.
Yeah. If you pull up to the crib, hard day at work, you pull up to the crib, she's in the crib wearing your t-shirt.
Why she at your
the
house?
Legs, with the legs out.
I said, why she at your house and you're not there?
Yo. We live together. We live together.
I'm probably responding to DMs if she do some shit like
I'm
that.
I'm talking about. So I ain't talking
that's,
to you.
That's not sexy. You look like my cousin walking around the crib.
Nigga
like that.
Said you look like my cousin okay. walking around the house.
Yo, you know what? You know what I thought was but fire recently? Talking about big t-shirts. That big gown, those big nighty type gowns.
Oh, the one that the one with the good silky.
Yeah,
the good
silky with the flower ruffles around the collar. Yeah.
You about to get busy.
Ew, nigga. What in the little house in the prairie?
Nigga said, yeah.
Yo, hold on, I'm about to say, yo, Loki, I feel like Tahoe probably took down a couple, like mm-hmm. one or two like aunties
back,
with that shorty back
out wearing the material.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Her name was like Gertrude or something. Yeah,
she smelled like mad Bengay. I had Bengay on her neck.
I haven't been there, but I want to. It is something that I definitely watch all grandma porn and shit like that.
I said, wow.
You really watch grandma porn?
Mm-hmm. I watch grandma. I watch big girl. I watch.
Why is that fire? Mm-hmm.
Especially when she
because you know
old.
For me, yeah. It's like, yo, she's taking dick. Like she's fucking. Like this nigga's fucking the shit out this older lady. Like that shit.
How old is old? How old is old?
Y'all going to jail?
What is old?
Shit.
Not
AARP card. That's old.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Okay. So the thing is that it will say grandma gets the dick. Like I'm not one into
but I know girls as grandmas and she's 35.
Okay.
I'm about to say.
Well, that's wild.
Bernice Burgos is a grandma.
There's grandmas.
First of all, y'all already know the vibes. There will be no Bernice slander. Yeah.
Not here.
Thank you.
No, never.
Not my Aries counterpart. Not my Aries counterpart.
That's what I'm saying. Not a never.
Yo,
she is a grandmother. She
do y'all
is a grandmother.
What kind of wormhole y'all fall into? I have two questions. So the first one is, do y'all control the porn wormhole that you fall into? You never found yourself in some wild ass place?
I'll answer this question for me. I don't watch porn like that. Not as like sometimes, but me, I'm just like a fast forward nigga anyway. So I just want to, I get to that one part and I'm out. Or I look at my old videos or what I was doing.
Narcissist.
Just, that counts as watching porn?
Yeah, I watch my own videos, which is cool with me.
It's your highlight reel.
Yeah. Highlight reel. You gotta watch your past games, man.
I will peruse
my last dance.
The last
okay.
dance. Yeah.
But I don't want to see nobody else.
No. But I'm not saying I do not at all, but not really. No.
Yes.
I think the craziest shit I kind of like the going down that wormhole. I landed on some hentai and got a nut.
Who?
But
what's that?
You watch hentai. You watch the trans women hentai? Like,
no, I haven't. I haven't gotten into any of that shit.
What is going
it's
on?
It's certain shit. There's certain shit that I I'll see.
Who
and
is
it'll be
hentai?
Like, oh, this is...
And where is he from?
Right. What is hentai?
What's
hold
his
on,
nationality?
Mind you, I'm looking down at Che and she is excited. Hentai is actually like anime porn.
Oh, it sounds a little cartoonish.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of fire.
It sounds like your background.
Fire.
Nah, but I ain't gonna hold you. The cartoon shit, like if they put the Incredibles and shit, for some reason they never get the graphics right. It's like weird.
Yeah, it's
weird.
It's never all the way right. That's why you if you're going to go hentai, you gotta go straight anime.
Yeah.
And you got to make sure, hold on, and another thing, like if you're going on the porn sites looking for hentai, you got to look for the uncovered joints, cuz a lot of them
yeah, Japanese joints.
The Japanese they be like pixelating all of the vagina and dick
and that turns y'all on? Like that turns y'all on cartoons?
Yeah.
Boy, I'd be wilding.
I ain't going to hold you, nigga. I was like, "Oh, wait a minute.
You want to know some fire like, hentai porn?
Wait a minute.
I ain't gonna hold you. Zootopia, that little rabbit. She was built. She was built. That little rabbit of Zootopia.
There's only a couple.
Jessica Rabbit.
There's only a couple cartoons that was nice. Mm-hmm. What's her name? Was Family Guy? She had the fatty.
Lois.
Wifey had it.
Oh no! You know who had the fatty? Dexter's mom.
No! Not Family Guy. American Dexter's Dad. American
Dexter's
Dad.
Dexter's mother had a fat. She
Cleveland. Cleveland.
Hold on,
lady.
No, son.
Cleveland lady.
Like Miss Incredible though.
Cleveland's wife.
Cleveland's wife had Cleveland's, the John.
His second wife had the John. The second wife was fire.
Hold on. I got one for y'all because a lot of niggas never seen this movie. That my boy Brad Pitt was.
Cedar had it.
Cedar could have got it.
You know what's crazy? Small world. My stepmom's best friend is the voice of Cedar.
No,
that's wild. Does she look like Cedar?
Can I meet her?
No, you can't meet her.
Does she actually talk like that, or was she?
Nah,
like,
she doesn't. That's a character.
She's like, hey,
but she is.
Like, hey, Ryan.
No, but she is like the real person is a real animated person. But it's just not that voice. Shit, crazy.
Hold on, y'all.
Oh, Mac is sharing.
Oh, I remember
what
this.
What the fuck is that?
What is this?
Oh, nah, she's sexy. Yeah, ooh. Yeah, she's sexy.
It's that slit at a dress.
Hold on, no, it's about to get crazy. Just watch.
You can't have me into this, man. What's going on?
What are we doing?
Where's the dog come from?
So the whole movie is wild. And Brad Pitt.
Shrooms?
Yo, he just put his finger in her mouth?
Yeah.
Oh. Yes, he did.
This is the only time I've been attracted to white women in a long time.
She's not white.
This is a white woman.
She Asian.
She gotta be mixed.
She's
gotta be something.
She from Dykeman.
She's scholar.
She's Albanian. She's Albanian or some shit. It gotta be like.
Trying to be funny.
She's Colombian.
She Colombian.
We trying to be joke. We trying to have jokes. Okay.
So is he gonna fuck her?
Word, what's going on? What did you show us?
She's trying to get him to smack. She's trying to get him to smack, and he's not all the way with it.
Cause it's a cartoon.
Oh yeah, it's lit. Oh,
I just seen animated coochie.
Oh man, to the people that are not seeing this,
yo, just post this on
it's
y'all
some
page.
Wild shit.
I know I'm gonna post it. I gotta post it. But Brad Pitt almost knocked the ink out of Shorty. That's all I'm gonna say.
I would have knocked the ink out of Shorty. I would have put some ink in Shorty.
Sheesh.
Yo, I got another question, Mouse, real quick. Going back to what I was saying about my softs, right? Do y'all know what turns y'all on? Like somebody asked me, a woman asked me that on a recent episode, and I was stuck. Because I'd never even thought about it. Do y'all even know what actually turns y'all on as men?
Yeah.
Yep.
I know. Intimacy.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
That's a big one.
That's probably one of the biggest ones.
Intimacy. That's why cuddle always leads to fucking women.
Kissing.
Like I like.
I'm telling you, if a joint is a really good kisser, like pause this whole statement. But if her mouth is really wet, I know her pussy good.
Wow.
Her mouth is really.
Where's the pause?
I'm not mad at that.
Okay.
I'm not mad at that.
I'm actually not mad at that.
Nah, it wasn't. I just had to say it. You know,
just in case.
Speaking of cartoon women that could get it, we are forgetting Rogue and Storm off the
X-Men. 200%. 200%.
Rogue and Storm off the X-Men.
Yeah.
Rogue was fire.
What about She-Hulk?
Oh, yeah.
Nah, I'm not.
Yo, could you imagine She-Hulk's Kegels?
She-Hulk was her Kegels?
Nigga must be next level. They must be next level. Nigga, like this.
I bet you back out dick.
I don't care. if I'm a back out, that's how I want to go out.
Bet you back out dickless.
Son.
You're going to be walking around here looking like a fucking Ken doll.
That's crazy. If you, like you said, you would rather go out that way, which is crazy. My godfather's grandfather, RIP to my mans, he died on the last nut.
Oh.
Wow.
He's a hero. What? He is a hero.
I said, wow.
He died having sex last nut. And it was over.
I aspire.
His heart just passed out.
I aspire.
That's fire.
It's fire.
I say this. It's fire. It's fire for him, but her life is in shambles.
Of course it is.
But then you could as a woman, my pussy put niggas to, like, my pussy killed niggas. My shit is fire.
Oh yeah, that's a whole nother level.
Some shit. She can really say she got some killer shit. Exactly.
Hold on, wait.
My man Big Barry, you know? He good. That's my guy.
My man Big Barry.
R.I.P. to my man. But that's the last.
Let me see. Nah, but
I definitely had the nut that made me blonde. You never had the blind nut with the shit. You done for like 10 seconds. You can't see nothing. It's just black.
Yeah,
and your ears pop a little.
Bit. Ears pop. You can't see that's nothing.
I had pussy make me pass out. I still got a crush on her. Wow.
See, it be the things that make you remember that make you want to go back.
Mm-hmm. I know Matt gonna say some super womanly shit. Like, of course, I like what I'm listening to when I'm affirmed.
No.
I like when she changes the
just because I love. Just because I love affirmation. All right, my nigga.
I like when she rubs that part. I like when she rubs that part of my face where there's no beard, but there should be.
Wow. Hey, Mouse. Hey, fuck you, pal.
Streams
right?
My album.
All right? Fucking no, not.
Fruit in the...
No, you know, it's real. I think what you said was real, right? Intimacy. It's, and, you know, I think now that we're in this relationship for a minute and, you know, the baby and all of that, we don't really get enough time to even do anything super sexual or anything in that nature. So, like, nigga, I got hard off of a deep conversation. Like, us, nigga, this shit was weird.
How long have you been a lesbian?
Nigga, deadass, we were talking and it just, I was like.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is interesting. Like, mm-hmm. Like
my spidey senses are tingling.
My spidey senses. I'm like, hey,
can you get turned on without, like, can you be turned on and just appreciate that moment of being turned on without having to have sex? Yeah.
Now I have to. I have to. There's a lot of times, like, a nigga get turned on. My man's is up, ready.
My man's is up and ready. Somebody gonna have to deal with this.
You never had an attitude in it, but was horny, but didn't want to fuck because you had an attitude.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yes,
so, definitely happened.
But I know. I'm just asking. No.
I'm saying the opposite. So I'm saying, like, with Matt, right? So, like, I'm saying at this age, like, I could cuddle. And if I don't have sex, I'm fine with being.
Yeah, I'm good.
On
I'm good. I'm
and
good.
Not having sex.
My own.
Well,
my
as
only
where
problem,
I was younger.
Yeah, oh
I'd
yeah.
Be like,
I'd be hot. I'd be
nah,
hot.
Nah, nah,
no.
nah.
When I was younger, I'd be hot.
You can talk to me now. If I get horny off of just a conversation, that's on me. But if you lead it on a little bit, touch me a little bit, and then I can't let it go, it's over. What I need that you brought me to this level. We could have a conversation after and a nap. And some food and all of that, but you're not going to touch
attitude?
Me.
You ever catch an attitude, Rod?
Yes, yes, no yes, 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 yes.
Absolutely. That's what they. I don't know if you're supposed to say that in this climate.
Yeah, right. No, but it's not.
But it's not an attitude where it's like, get out my house. It's not one of those. Just like, yo, you working me up, I'm working you up, and you want to.
We ain't gonna do nothing about it.
Let's just continue this in the morning. It's not like I'm real violent or something like that. Like, how could it? Because it don't happen like that. But it's just like, all right, okay, you got me in this moment, and the way that I'll get upset is if you did it on purpose.
Mm. Like, you got to get out.
Yeah, like I just wanted to see. I wanted to see how far we could. Like, no, don't do that to me. Like, I'm grown.
Don't antagonize.
I'm grown. Yeah, like
if don't we have antagonize.
If we having a fire conversation and I get turned on by that, that's what I mean. It's like, cool. I'm cool with that. Like, it was a different type of turn on. But if you touching me and kissing me and grabbing me, and then you like, nah, I'm just playing. Like, why do you want to do this?
Well, okay. Have you ever been in the position where y'all making out? Kissing, groping, and maybe she's just tired, or maybe it just doesn't need to go that extra level, right? Like,
this has to be something that she already had sex with before.
Yeah.
You have to be talking.
Like I said, I think it's to me, it's definitely happened. But again, now I think I've had so much training in not being upset with anything. Son, there's mad times that, you know, y'all be talking, whether y'all talking crazy, working each other up, or nigga, from a deep conversation, as I said, nigga, the baby will wake up, everything shut down. Like, nigga, it's a wrap.
Really? Hey, Matt, I already know Tyler's answer. What? Matt, have you reached a level yet where y'all laying there in bed and the baby wake up and y'all both just play dead?
Oh, 200%. 200%.
See if the baby gonna go back to sleep?
Bro, happened this morning. But Tristan ain't for no shit. Like, nigga, she's literally on nigga's face like this.
Yes.
Like, hey.
Whatever y'all doing, stop, because I'm up.
That was Madison. That was Madison Ray. That was Sunny. She would, like, me and her mother be laying there. We wouldn't even do nothing. Like, we just be laying there. And she get up and we just lay stiff. See, and you just watch. It's like watching a little dog, watching them look around. And then they know, like, oh,
no, she knows. She's like, oh, no,
somebody gonna wake up
and change this pamper. You better change this goddamn pamper.
Can I ask y'all another question?
Yeah, of course. It's a podcast.
Are y'all comfortable where you are sexually right now in life, or do you think there are other things that you could add to it, or you want to, but just haven't found that person yet?
I'm comfortable like a sleepy's bed in the wintertime with the cold outside and underneath a weighted blanket. I'm so
not until you get this toy. You're gonna change that.
Wow. Oh wow. Oh wow.
Pause.
That sounds so crazy. We're gonna pause that.
And I'm not gonna ask you why are you so horny, because that's not that we don't even have to.
He might have an answer.
Exactly.
Like, why are you so horny? Well, actually,
you want to know?
Exactly. I haven't had my 7 servings of vagina.
Go back to what Tyler was talking about, which was the stuff about what you would want to do, like things he didn't think he wanted to do until he had conversations with Orlando, and then he realized I wanted to try something. Yeah. I just want to go around and think about like things, stuff that we always wanted to do, but I feel like it's a masculine thing where it's like we're scared to go that far, or we're scared to touch those basic things.
I know I didn't want to have sex with big women. I used to always talk about bigger women and shit like that. I did. But when it come down to it, I had a big woman that was probably some of the best pussy I ever had. She was about 300 pounds, Jack. And I, but it was
300,
nice.
My fault.
It was set. 300.
How much you weigh? How much you weigh for the people?
About 184.
Buck 84. She 300? Did you try to pick that thing up?
Son, my back is killing me to this day.
I mean, one of my friends always said, she ain't a lady if she ain't 280.
Hey,
so
that pussy was immaculate.
Guess I've been with some niggas.
Yo, I implore you, Rye, while you're single, the other fellas in here ain't single. I implore you, try one with one of them big old round butts that know how to arch her back. Oh my God, bro.
Mouse single.
Oh. Boy, it's nothing but pussy in there. It's crazy.
Nigga said,
there is nothing but pussy. God, pussy. Wow.
So was it still tight? Was it still?
Yes, it was amazing. And then, yo, when she climbed on top of you and that shit landing on you, boom.
Hold on, wait. She has to have stability.
Shake the block.
I understand that she's 300, but she has to be able to know her, she has to be able to hold her weight if she's on top of you.
Oh, 200%. 200%.
You feel what I'm saying?
Not really. You're tough, right?
I'm tough, but 300 on my men's, he wasn't built for that.
Fuck that.
Niggas' pelvises get crushed every day, B. Come on, son.
Strong, B.
Yo, what if you walking around limping to about my body different,
feeling different, I'm feeling different, I move different,
my pelvic different.
Nigga say I could go back to the skinny joints, but is the big joints going?
Son, when I knocked her down, we must have had sex maybe for like 6 or 7 hours, and we just like eight condoms got spent. Because, yeah,
she was pretty, huh? She had light eyes?
Nigga, she's beautiful.
She had light eyes?
Yeah. Nah, I don't know.
But of course. But of course.
I don't remember her eyes. I just remember the ass.
He said, I just remember that.
The one time. One time I had a big joint, she asked me if she could do everything. And that was the sexiest thing ever. Yeah. Like, can I
suck it? She hit you with the, I'm about to say, she hit you with the, what's my man? Pop Smoke. She hit you with the Pop Smoke. I'm a slut.
Dead ass.
I'm a slut. Give me so lit.
She hit me with whatever. She looked at me in the whip and was like, "Can I suck your dick?" I said,
wow. "I'm with everything."
Yeah.
I said, "Oh,
yeah."
I started
the sexiness.
A little down my back.
The
you know
sexiness.
Down your back?
The sexiness, bro. It's a
okay.
Thing.
As a sex podcast and these people that and two people that consider yourself so
sexy.
No, I ain't say that.
Wow.
Two people that liberated, enlightened.
Liberated.
Is there a such thing as preference still, or
absolutely.
if you do have a preference, is it layered in like kink shaming, or like is there still room for you to have a preference? Is there still room for you to not be turned on by something without kink shaming?
Oh, of course. There's no reason for you to be open to everything if that's not what you want to do. Like, everybody has their restrictions. I know some of the freakiest women and they don't like the simplest thing, like being finger popped, and there's no shame in it. Like, it's perfectly okay. I feel like when it comes to kinks, that's where you should have your preferences and you should have your restrictions. Mm-hmm. Because,
but what are you talking about, preferences? Are they general things
let's say bigger women. If somebody is not attracted to bigger women, do you still get to be considered this sexually fluid, sexually liberated person?
Yeah.
Or is it just, or is that considered a preference?
See, that's the thing. I think that it is a shaming thing. And I think that most of the things that we, if we that's saying like you're mad open, but like say I hate to go here, but say you don't deal with a trans woman.
Mm-hmm.
But well, so how are you that open? Like, what about it is? And I had them conversations with them, and I'm still like, yo, I don't want to do it. But it's because you have that phobia, but you don't want to admit that you have that phobia. You don't want to admit that.
Hold on, what's the phobia you saying?
That you don't want to have. You're transphobic.
I don't think that's a phobia because you don't want to do that.
I think the word obviously does not have, the word is not used.
Because you're not scared. I'm not scared of it. It's just something I don't want to do.
The word is obviously not used today in its proper.
It's not given its
right context. Yeah.
For phobia is to be scared, to have fear of something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? But obviously we know in today's society, when you hear the word phobic at the end of
it's like I'm not scared to swim, but I don't want to be dropped in the middle of the ocean with no boat. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
so you're comparing having sex with a
child? No. What I'm saying is when you say phobia, you're saying you're scared of something.
But fear, right?
Just because you're scared of something, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have to not like it to be scared. Like, it's a whole.
But I do think right, and I do think to I think the middle of I think the the middle of or the intersection of you and both you and Tahoe's statement is there are people that are transphobic. Yeah. There are people that are scared. Yeah, yeah.
I agree. I would agree.
People, and it turns or it manifests itself in hateful behavior and intolerant behavior.
Well,
but then I also think there are people who are just not attracted
to
trans women or men.
Or bigger women. Or like, we don't have to make it about just that.
It don't have to be. It can be about anything. It can be anything.
And I think I think you take away people's civil liberties. You take away people's right to individuality. You take away people's, you take away people just their flat out right to be who they want to be by telling them you have to give your dick to everybody. Or you have to give your sexual organ. You have to be turned on by everything.
It's your intention. To me, it's more about trying to figure out what is the root of your preference, and then what is the root of your saying that you
doesn't
don't
matter.
Want.
Well,
it does.
To the question that you asked.
But it's
to the question that you asked.
It's,
that's what I'm saying.
It depends on your intention, though, because if your intention behind
my intention is to not put my piece somewhere I don't.
No, but that's
put.
What I'm saying. If your intention behind
which
why
we've
you
all
don't,
done before,
by the way, if your intention behind why you don't want to mess with trans women is because you don't have any attraction to trans women, that's one thing. But if your intention behind not wanting to mess with trans women is because you don't want to be judged or you don't like trans women or you're transphobic, that is a difference. Between both.
So like say, you know, I'm not attracted to her personally, right? Or would you say I don't do that, then there's a conversation that you might want to have.
Yeah, there's a difference between that. Like, yeah, I get that. I get that.
That's what I was trying to say.
Like say for me, I wouldn't have sex with a white woman because I'm scared of the racial things that might come from it. Because I might trust her, but the other white people that's in her family, her friends, I might not trust or fuck with them. But I'm just saying, that's why I don't want to go in that. Oh my gosh.
You care that much?
Me? Yes.
Yeah.
I need my reparations however I'm going to get it. Send that white pussy over here. I'm going to whip that shit the fuck out.
I said, wow. I said, wow.
Send it in.
He said, give me my 40 acres and a mule.
Mouse, you was right. He started a sex podcast and became All Lives Matter.
You see him, right?
Pussy matters. I said, all pussy matters. That's it. And I stand by that.
Now I think it's only right, since I had to deal with this by myself yesterday.
Yep.
Orlando, you asked a very specific question yesterday. Do you remember that question?
No.
Where the title... The title of your So Shameless podcast, where it came from, do you remember that?
Of the Hardest Soft podcast.
No, the title from yesterday's episode.
Oh,
it was the Hardest
Soft. Oh, yeah. We ride together. We die together.
So I want you to ask that question to Mac and Ryan.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So Mac and Ryan, out of the three of y'all, right? All right, Mac, I'm going to start with Mac. Mac.
I'm about to say, this is already going left. This is already going left.
Out of Mouse and Ryan, right? If you came across a situation where a woman was like, yo, I want two dicks in my mouth. You got to find one of your friends, and I want to put both of your dicks in my mouth. Who would you choose, Mouse or Ryan?
I'm choosing to leave that woman the fuck alone. What are we talking about?
What?
Good answer. The orgy's going down. Nah, there's women in y'all. Everybody's getting busy right now. Really? This one over grabs your shit and is like, yo, call your man. I just want two in my face. You're going to just be mad and leave her alone? Go get one of your mans. Which one?
No. If it's just like you said, if it's a whole situation going down, everybody going crazy, and she grabs me and says, I need you and one of my mans, I'd be like, bitch, go get them yourself. And then I'm going to go find another joint. Like, what type of shit you think this is?
I told Spun, put
my dick back in my hand. Like, bitch, give me my dick back.
Wait, Mouse, because I don't want Ryan to use that excuse.
Oh no, I was gonna say I told him I was leaving the orgy. You just see me walking down the hall, hard dick and upset.
I've actually had that question asked to me, and I curved it so fast.
Somebody asked you to suck two dicks?
What are you talking about, bro?
No, as you.
Sorry.
Let me scroll over.
No, I said it crazy. I didn't say it crazy.
Wow.
Somebody asked him.
A girl
they could
asked me.
Right.
A girl asked me to get a friend so she could have two of us.
He was so offended.
Yo, he was so offended. This came at me crazy.
Yeah, welcome back to Vanilla Land.
Nah, and it's just that's just not for me. I don't want to be that close to another man's mans.
I told Tahoe in Orlando yesterday. I said, if that, first of all, I picked a lesbian friend.
I think this is what I would do. I would call Mouse and I would call Mac and say, yo, this girl want to holler at y'all. and then I would go and do my thing. But yeah.
There's no getting out of that relationship.
No, I'm about to say it.
The minute our dicks touch,
yeah,
everything we do is together, bro.
I'm about to say, okay, because right, I think there's a difference.
Like, if
I think there's a
difference
touch, between
me, like, I'm not your best man at your wedding.
It's a wrap.
Oh, but I was your best man when our dick was touching.
Yo, this thing is crazy.
No, I think what you said is very specific, right? Shorty, it's not that she wanted two guys.
No. She wanted two guys.
No, she wanted two guys in her mouth at the same time. That's like joint.
Nah, but
have to touch.
The joint was talking so reckless that there was no other way out of what she was talking. I'm like, yo, you're crazy.
No, but I'm saying, you know, there's, I could be on one side. My man's could be on the other.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but that's not what she wanted.
I know that. Has happened before.
You know what I've always wondered?
In my younger years.
I watch a lot of porn, right? I watch, and DP, I love double penetration porn.
Okay. Why do you like to watch so much dick?
No, I like seeing a woman go
on,
through
low
that. Like, I like her
to say,
getting
low key,
worn out crazy.
Low key, I've found out that a lot of women like double penetration. But I'd be like,
a lot
is you really into that? Like,
I think a lot
you
do,
like watching this shit, but you don't want
to. That's what I think a lot of girls will watch it before they'll let it, before it'll happen. Like, I feel like it's a fantasy to them until it's like a reality. It's like, oh, I can't go down with that.
Now, before Tahoe asks this question, would y'all judge the woman you're trying to seriously date?
Yep.
Would you judge the woman you're trying to wife if she voiced to you that she wants a DP?
Yep.
I wouldn't.
No. Not at all.
I would think that
not
she's being honest.
Me and Ryan would be single.
Yes.
No. Yeah. I think that women have been taught to suppress their sexual shit. Like, why men can say that we like mad chicks, but a woman can't say it without you looking at her.
I like what I like and you like what you like. That don't mean we gotta like
that
it together.
That don't mean you gotta do it. But for her to say it to you,
yeah, but if she wanna do it, she's gonna go get it eventually.
You know why? Because women do. True. You know why? Yes. Because women do everything they say, except for leave us when they're supposed to. But other than that, women do.
I said, wow.
A girl knows. I'd say that
she's gonna get it
when
done.
I first started. When I
stay in a fucked up sexual relationship with a dude that. Like, women stay through mad shit where dudes will leave mad quick. A woman will be unsatisfied for years by the dude that she's with. Whereas as a guy being unsatisfied, she got maybe a week, 2 weeks before he looking left. So yeah, a woman might suppress the fact that she has all these fantasies. She might not never do that shit. But the minute she get out that relationship, she might try to go get them two dicks. Mm-hmm.
She might get it. Why she in a relationship? I don't put nothing past nobody. So that's why when I first talked to a lady that, you know, I'm talking to, I let her be known. Like, yo, I like threesomes. And if she's like, what about two? I'm like, nah, I'm not into that. I'm letting you know what's on my cards from the jump. And if you like that, you like that. If you don't, you don't. I get it.
But all right, so what if she wanted to do a DP, but it's with you and her dildo?
What if it was with you and a chick wearing a strap?
Sounds great. That's
a dildo.
Look, I'm gonna say this.
Do the dildo look like? Is it like the dildo? Like,
wait,
like the newer?
The dildo
look like
is the mold of your dick.
Oh no, I don't want dick in my hand.
Not like that. This is fire, Orlando. Let's find out where we can get our dicks molded. By the way,
that's go to a sex shop.
I done did that already. Yeah. That's old.
I need
oh
that.
My god!
Yeah. How was that? How was it?
I didn't. Great. I didn't do
it's
that.
Simple. It's very simple. It's really? Way more simple than
it's
everybody.
Like, it's like getting your grills.
Yeah, it's simple.
Get the fuck out.
I'm never putting my grill back in.
Realistically, when you get the grill, it's just like the same molding.
Yo, if you had a threesome with two women.
Mm-hmm.
And one pulled out a strap.
Well, that's the only thing a threesome mm-hmm. is.
Right? No. But we can visit that another way. But one of them pulled out a strap. Would you DP one of their women with the other one wearing a strap? Would you do
200%. Absolutely.
Wait, what?
The woman puts on the strap to fuck the other one, but she wants one in her ass and one in her pussy.
Would you do that? Visually, I'm be looking at this beautiful woman with a penis, and I'm not attracted to women with penises, so no.
Yes, sir.
Close your eyes.
Nigga said, close your eyes. Make a wish.
You gotta look up.
I'm telling you, I'm gonna be smashing. I'm gonna look. I'm gonna be like, what if she's wilding her up crazy?
Anymore? Oh, yeah. That's bad. Honestly,
I had this happen. So I had the dom situation where I hired two doms to come and dom my girl. Because I knew that she wanted to have this lesbian
situation. So it's four of y'all?
So it's four of us in the room. But I was just watching. I was a cuckold. Mm. I literally was just watching. Wow.
That's the best for me. That's the best threesome. I just want to watch.
I'm watching on her. They wilding on her, right? So they asked me to come over. My dick wouldn't get hard, by the way, because they asked me to come over. And I was like intimidated by the room or something. It was weird.
Did they look like Young Jeezy?
No, they're beautiful.
Jadakiss?
All of them was
these
bad.
These joints were fire.
And you didn't get up off that?
My shit was not there, bro. My shit took the astral. My shit just left my body, bro. Like, dead serious. And my shit was tiny. Like, it wasn't even like I was like, you know how your shit's regular when you pee? My shit wasn't even like that. My shit was on medium. Yeah, my shit went inside. Like, my shit went out back. I don't know. But boom.
Concave?
No.
Shorty threw on the strap. And she's trying to rock my shorty shit with the strap. And I was kind of like looking like, They really can't fuck like us, bro. They can do the motions and shit, but our shit is attached to our body, nigga. We could go left, right with that shit. Up, we could uppercut, right hook. They can't do so much. What?
Combo.
It's not the same. I'm not saying that they can't fuck, but it ain't look like how I be doing it. It ain't look. I wasn't intimidated by the strap. It was to what Mouse was saying.
I don't like no other dick in the room except for me. So I don't.
You never had an orgy before?
No.
Would you?
No.
You gonna walk out?
Y'all on tour. Y'all all single and Megan, Sweetie.
I'm in there.
Bernice.
Hello.
Like. Hello. They all come in butt ass and you're just locking one to the next room?
I'm just locking. No. First of all, there will be no exiting out of this room. Only person getting out is Mouse. I'm gonna tell him come back another time.
Filth.
Had to be there, Mac. They don't get that. They wasn't there.
Yeah, they wasn't outside.
They wasn't outside yet.
Filth. Flarn. Filth. It's all right.
Look, Tahoe and Mac have an inside joke.
Jesus Christ.
Now next week when they back on their podcast and you back here with us, yeah, remember that. We're gonna have mad inside jokes about beer.
Yo, Mac, we looking for a third co-host.
You guys already have mad inside jokes about beer, you dirty bitches.
Was that insider trading right there?
Oh, Mac, we got another slot for a host. Was that insider trading? What the hell is going on?
Take him.
I heard Mac don't show up.
First of all, has your man ever not gotten hard?
Let's talk about that. Talk about not showing up.
Before we answer that, first of all, we don't play that over here, Orlando.
Talk about it.
Don't try to put us kings against these kings.
Yeah, we can't pin us against each other.
Pause.
We pin these bitches down.
Have you ever had anxiety or had a malfunction where your shit ain't get hard?
I don't know if it's a malfunction, but recently I had malfunction.
But recently I couldn't come for a joint. I just wasn't into it.
No, that's different. He didn't say
I'm talking about like I never.
Now my man's usually ready and dressed up for the occasion.
Yeah, usually
he's suited up, bow tie and all that.
So it's never happened. We're saying usually it's never happened.
It's happened to me. I've I've
I remember the first time I listened to somebody and was like, yo, you got to jerk off while you eat the pussy. That way you could be hard while you... I did that dumb shit.
Your shit couldn't get up.
I did that dumb shit and was assed out, okay?
He's an overachiever.
Cooked. I look, my stupid ass said... She said, what's wrong? I said, nothing. I just want to eat more pussy.
Just bring the box over here. Let me eat a little more.
I don't think I have. I don't think I've been to the occasion and my mans ain't want to act up. If my man don't want to get crazy, it's then I shouldn't be there.
How old are you,
bro? The only time, we're all 31.
Yeah, that shit didn't start happening to me until I was late, like 36, 37, maybe 38. Yeah,
that's different. I ain't there yet.
But you didn't know about the health and wellness and shit. Yeah. Like, we got...
You wasn't on your CMOS and all that. You feel me?
Yeah, we CMOS. We CMOS and...
I only got one kidney. My sex game is up.
And it's also that, you know, y'all are also... You work out. Mouse, you work out a lot, right? And I know Mac works out a fucking lot. So, what you trying to say?
What you trying to say?
I don't know. I haven't been around you to see it, but I know...
What you talking about,
my
brother?
My bad. It's a little Y-sep.
Shit, I ain't gonna hold you. Ryan might be the most in shape out of all three of us, right?
Actually in shape really helps your man perform. Like, actually.
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
And Zeus blood
flow,
had me on that.
Blood flow, yeah. Testosterone, as long as you have a lot of that going on in your body.
Zeus got me on that maca root.
Maca root.
When I get back home, Mouse, I'm taking you to the juice bar. I'm going to get you right.
I'm about to say, hold on, son. Mouse, I know you don't drink liquor. I know this.
That's what I'm saying. We're
going to get you
as
drunk today because it's Friday. You ain't got no job and you ain't got shit to do. You're going to go to the juice bar. And it's not liquor. It's fermented roots, bro.
But that's
you're gonna take these times.
The word fermented means the process of alcohol has become. I'm not stupid.
It doesn't have to be liquor to ferment. Anything can ferment. Any liquid can ferment besides water.
Again, listen. You gonna go. We gonna make sure you get the look. We gonna make sure you get the junk. We got the little package.
Yeah, that ginseng.
We gonna get you a nice little care package.
Ginger, you gonna
tree bark.
Little ginger and gong. Little ginseng.
Make sure the action is ready.
So and that shit attacks you, bro.
Speaking of which, we gotta get up out of here.
But before we get out of here, I do want to ask the question.
I definitely need a part two of this.
Oh, we can do that.
That sounded crazy.
Jesus Christ. That was Ryan.
That was
good. No, look at Ryan. You know he got...
It definitely made me think Ryan,
that. Ryan's mad horny.
Spicy.
I definitely need round two with the hard short guys.
See? He went crazy.
That's when he started cutting up.
Yo, Rel, make sure you cut harder soft and put it with Ryan said.
Son.
Oh, before we get out of here, I do want to ask: Will you ever be up to using supplements in bed?
I think I have before as a youngin.
I've used the Blue Chew.
I had the little black pill.
I had my dick gas station joint.
Hold on. Rod, don't, nigga. We don't got to talk about it. We don't got to talk about it. But the honey.
The honey, boy. No, but trying the honey about... next.
All right, so the honey did for me. I took it once and it did okay, but I was going to
Orlando.
I put the fucking toys down. I was going to the barbershop and my joint was on a 66. Like I can't be rolling the city summertime.
Nigga said, I looked at my phone. The wind blew.
A joint hit me like, blew. Hey, she said, hey, what you doing today? My shit went to Nintendo 64. Like it was a 64%. I can't. Sometimes it's just not. It's too much for me. I can't do it. These supplements really. If you don't need the supplement, please don't take it.
Nah, that's not a thing. Tahoe, you've been on Beyonce's internet. You've been on Sean Carter's internet talking about this pill. I had to sit through discussing this pill.
My shit hard, right?
Which one did you try?
I tried a gas station pill, bro.
Which one? You can't do that. Hold on. Which one?
What's it called? Hold up. Supreme Zen.
I've seen that. Hold up. It's the black and red background on that?
Yeah.
This one is the red one. It's like the ultra.
No, hold on, son. So I've, you know, young wild nigga. There's like the African black ant joint. That shit is crazy. That shit'll ruin a young lady's night. Like, it'll ruin her night because you're not going down. Like, yeah. You're
I've
not.
I've been hard for 3 days. I've been hard for 3 days. I'm trying to tell you.
Shay keep playing with her pillow, with the corner of her pillow, like it's a nipple.
You're supposed to call the doctor if your joint is harder than.
No, it goes up and comes down. It's not like just steady. No. It's not steady up. It goes up and down, but it's like, yo, boy, that shit won't leave me alone. It woke me up at 5 this morning.
You can legit smell something that reminds you of a show. Be like, damn, I wonder what she's. Nigga,
that's what I'm saying. I can't. Summertime.
If my dick get hard for longer than 6 hours, if you think I'm calling the doctor.
If you think I'm calling a police officer.
I'm calling everybody that ever gave me kind of pussy. I'm like, yo, what you doing right now?
Yeah, it's you fucking on those things and they're begging you to come. So it's like, that's kind of
that's,
whack.
I feel like that's the worst part when you really trying to make yourself come and it's just, you know, you can't and you just going hard on, you sweating bullets, about to pass out and this shit's still not there.
And then, but the thing for me, the reason I took it is because I wanted to take it to another level. Like we could have had great sex, but when I wanted to take it to another level, and I'm telling you, we had sex from 12:30 until 2 p.m.
It's the big joint? It's the big joint?
No, my chick, my girl. No, so it's my girl.
Okay, yeah. So hold on. But the thing, Jesus, right? the thing I want to, I guess, try one of these days are the female supplements. Not for myself. Jesus Christ, Che.
Is that she orgasm, Che? She, nigga, I know about those. That's not she orgasm.
She said, oh.
Son. Yes, that yes, exactly. Yes, that's what I want to get. All right,
Jay,
some,
you sound like
something.
The ghetto. Go back on mute.
Yo, send me that information. I want to get something for
Christina one of these days. I just want to see how that works because I know, like in the juice bar, they have the female drinks, and you know the female drinks be getting the shorties a little right, but I don't know, like
bothered,
but. I'm interested. I'm very interested.
Y'all be playing a dangerous game.
I'm gonna call you up while we're recording next week so you can give a review on Heart of Soft.
Yeah, I'd love, cool.
I think the ladies would love to hear a review on that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's cool and all. We ain't doing that shit here. Orlando, before we get out of here, out of your assortment of toys.
Sex toy of the day.
Sex toy of the day.
What is the newest?
Do not bring
sex
that butt over here.
Oh, right, besides, come on, I can't get the butt.
Yo. Wait, yo. No,
my God. Jesus Christ.
Your heart is off is mad gay. Wow. This is crazy.
Wow, you wasn't saying that without yesterday.
Oh.
Wow. I said wow. I perfect. Said wow.
Perfect.
Well, that's the guys next door, ladies and gentlemen. I'm
Mel Jones.
Holy shit.
Orlando, way what is your good. Sex toy? What is the sex toy of the day?
We go with this.
Yo, your child.
Okay,
that
so
go?
What is this?
Where the fuck did that go?
So this shit is called
like a grade cheese.
It's a stimulator, and it's called the Hummer. So
that shit like it could rap,
right? So inside, like, there's a bunch of grooves inside.
Back up. Your dick is doing that. Back up.
So there's a bunch of grooves inside, and also it's like transparent, so it's like really dope to see. So you can see inside. But what's crazy about it is there's a hole on top. So when you put your dick inside, you put your finger at the top, so as you go up and down, it creates a suction.
Oh, it sucks.
So it grips on the head.
I don't need that. I will not come outside.
While you're holding it,
summertime will be over.
Dead ass. So while you're holding and jerking it off, the top is suctioned. So you're kind of getting like the super head feeling, where you're getting like on your
top. What's the price? What's the price on that? What's the price on that?
I got you, B. I'm gonna send you the link so you could DM to buy yourself.
Wow.
I thought he was sending care packages.
Not gonna hold you. Mine is
Hey Mouse, we right there.
No,
Mouse on Express shipping.
Yo, he was talking that shit yesterday. I said,
send me my money.
I said, let me
how much, interesting.
Nigga said, how much that run your pockets there, Mouse boy?
Oh, no, that was a...
That's being gifted for
Orlando,
him being a gift.
Orlando held it down.
Oh, that was a gift. Wow. Damn.
Yeah, maybe if you guys didn't get Maybe if you guys didn't leave me hanging yesterday.
Well, I was home. I was home for a month.
All been getting.
Yeah, I'm home for a month. This nigga Mouse calls me like, yo, what you doing on Wednesday? I'm like, yo, bro, I leave on Tuesday. I've been here for 5 weeks. And you go, ask you what I'm doing the day after I leave. It's all right. It's all right. It's okay.
Wow. Yeah, man.
Can that's we cool. Can we do a tip? So on Hard or Soft at the end
hey,
of the
day. Hey, whoa, hey, whoa, hey, yo.
Do a tip.
You said it was a tip? Mature.
What's up? Hey, whoa there. You freak boy.
Whoa there.
Y'all don't want
kids
the tip
in the room.
Whoa, boy, man, freak.
That now is it. There it is. That now that was a point.
But yours we do want to. Yo,
you said y'all don't want the
tip. Yo.
No. You know.
No.
I don't want no tip.
No tip for me.
Keep the tip to yourself. Keep your tip.
You better ask Uber Eats. I don't be tipping.
But yeah, we could do the fact of the day.
The advice.
The advice suggestion box. Yeah, we could do that. Suggestion of the day.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I did that seems to be a hit for the ladies and. Guys, we can't be childish when it comes to sex, man. Like, this is a man. This is a grown man sport, bro. It's a grown man sport. So you don't be on some childish shit when it comes to sex, because the ladies is not. You hate a childish woman. And all of us do.
Yo,
but
you're
we
really
all
different.
Play by the same
top
bullshit
nine.
Ass rules and
Tyler,
thinking that
really
we
different.
Just dicking shit down. And she into some shit. They be
Tyler,
into
you
some
so,
shit.
You mad different, bro. You mad different. Yeah. I don't like dick podcast style.
I like it.
Like, if this was So Shame style, you'd be like, you don't like a childish bitch. But now, you don't like a childish woman, brother. Yeah. Yo, I hate
talk podcast.
I'm in a different space now.
Oh, bro. So these are we're gonna have these are sex suggestions.
Sex advice.
Yeah.
All right.
I was looking for the health. The health.
No. But it's still healthy. It's still healthy to keep your lady right.
Still,
you know?
The health.
So
tip.
The okay. So the we tip. The segment on our podcast is called Just the Tip, right?
I bet it is.
I bet it is.
And so is. One thing that we was talking about today, which I think why it's so such a good tip for today, is because we was talking about double penetration.
Yeah.
And I like anal. I like having sex with women anally. Mm. Right. So one thing I'll do is go in anal. Right? Then I'll take these two fingers, your index and whatever the ring finger or whatever is the middle finger.
Ring middle
next
finger?
To, right?
Yeah.
And you put her leg, one leg over your shoulder. As you're in the ass, you're jabbing her in the box with, so you're double penetrating. You got one in the ass, you got these two fingers in the pussy, and you're double penetrating her like that. It's never, I've never done that and she didn't come. Never.
Two in the pink, one in the stink.
But you're actually fucking her, and then you're manipulating. But you got to keep her leg up here.
I feel like everybody got they finger move. That's not mine, but I respect it. I will try.
I respect it.
I respectfully. I will put that in my the bedroom. Respectfully.
No, because what you have to understand is that we are adults with adult women. You try that shit with your girl. She's going to be like, where the fuck you learning? Oh, you cheating. Oh, it's
quiet. Oh, yeah, that's a fact.
Don't try that porno shit with me. That is not.
Nah. You got to have. What you got to do is you got to have a conversation. Like, yo, we had the conversation on the podcast. Listen, let's try it. That's how you got to leeway into things, you know?
So she could tell you to try it with your other little bitch?
Nah, I want to try with you, baby. Why well, I got to be all that?
Just have all your ladies listen to Hard or Soft.
Wow.
Have all your ladies listen.
That was
that guy's good.
He's selling dick and podcast.
Leave it to Tahoe.
Jesus, I
have to.
Orlando, do you have one of the suggestions that
the
Tahoe?
Suggestions?
Yeah, I actually got one.
Just one.
If you
just need one,
it'll be kind of similar to Tahoe. So if you're a woman that doesn't feel like she can take the whole dick. What you could do, and this is going to go really well for the men, get like that little rabbit bullet vibrator and you pop that in her butt. So as you're fucking her, it's vibrating in her asshole and you can feel it right in her asshole. And then you get another vibrator or another little bullet rabbit shit. You put it on the clit. So you're feeling a vibration from both areas while you're fucking her.
Oh, you trying to kill somebody.
Listen here.
Nah, you trying to kill.
Unemployment just ended. I don't have this much money. We could get one vibrator.
I'm going to tell you this. You can get the base and there's two prongs that come out. So one base and two vibrators. And you can just get the whole set right there.
All right. Okay. Yep. There we go. That's
Mac, you got one?
A health tip?
No. We need a suggestion.
We need a suggestion.
How y'all gentrified just a tip, man?
The sexual suggestions.
Sexual suggestions.
Oh, I like that.
Sexual suggestions.
All right.
You're welcome.
A sexual suggestion. You know what? I learned this one from our good friend at a Horrible Decisions, Wheezy.
Okay.
Have a conversation.
Shout out to the Wheeze.
Yeah, shout out to the Wheeze. Have a conversation with your woman. I feel like a lot of times we jump into sex and just be like, okay, we just gonna be fucking. Or I'm gonna just show her what the fuck I'm doing and blah, 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 blah. But the most experienced people in sex, even if you are like, if you want to quote unquote fuck like a porn star, you need to know what the person is into, what the person isn't into before you jump in. I promise you will have a way better experience if you just lead with some conversation.
Okay. That was nice.
Mac, I swear to God.
That was PG.
I swear to God, Mac, you're a lesbian.
Fuck you, Mouse.
You're a lesbian.
Fuck you, Mouse Jones.
Ooh, my dick got hurt. My dick got hurt from conversation. I just love talking to you. Oh, hey, my God.
What can I say?
Absolutely.
Get the strap. Ryan, what about you?
Sexual suggestions.
I'm going to go.
So you can get it.
I've actually done this with someone. There's a toy that goes into them that you can control with a remote.
That's right.
That sounds fun. I've done it.
We were at like a dinner. It was actually a family dinner, which is crazy. I was at a family dinner, and she had it in her, and I had the remote in my hand. And during, you know, you can have like a word, like if somebody says, you know, you play games, like nobody can say this word or whatever. Like you can have certain stuff like that, and you just, you know, click it, and it gets very exciting. And
by the time you know, they have those that are Bluetooth, that are Wi-Fi.
This one was. So it's actually really good for long distance relationships.
That's right.
Like if somebody's on a work trip or if they live somewhere far, you can use it at the because you have the control. So, but it can be controlled from your phone too. There's an app and all that.
That's right. That's called the Lovin's, the Lush, I think.
I think that's what it's called. Yep.
Yeah.
But that's fire.
I love it. I wanted to get one for her ass and one for the pussy.
I respect
and
that.
Be rocking her out crazy.
I was getting crazy with the bun, like.
I was clicking that shit like a fucking like an
you want some dumb shit. You make them go to wear that shit to work. I just be like, yes, what if she's a fire. Squirter though?
That's like, my thing. That's another episode. We're going to get that on the next episode.
Yeah, I like that. I be like that.
Right up here.
Part two.
Right up there.
Oh, yeah. You hit that button. Chill. You got to relax.
What about you, Mouse? Nah, I ain't got one.
Yo.
But don't got nothing.
I ain't got nothing for you, man. Right. Let me think. Sexual suggestion.
The anal advice.
The anal advice? What?
The anal advisor? Is that what you said?
I feel like, I don't know, man. I know nothing.
We can catch you on part. We gonna catch you on part two with the suggestion.
I don't Jesus know, man. Talk to her? I don't know.
Wow, Mouse.
Open up, Mouse. Get out of that corner, man. You gotta come to the middle of the ring.
Jesus Christ.
Don't tell me to open up or come anywhere. First of all, you're gonna relax, bud. But what I will say
Relax there, champ.
What I will say is it works every time. You gotta put the middle of your tongue right on her balloon knot. Right there. It's like right in between. But you gotta put the middle of your
press it down.
The strong part. Yes, sir.
You pressing down on that thing?
Right there.
You sound like Meg Thee Stallion.
I do the ABCs on that.
On the butthole?
On that little button part? On the clit joint.
Did we talk about going too far on the butthole already?
Yeah, we did. Wait, did we talk about that?
That's the thing.
All right, let's wrap it up.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
I be chopping my whole face in it. Hey, what's part two. What's going on in here?
Tahoe, Orlando, appreciate y'all for coming.
Is anybody in here? Here,
see?
Here.
Come on, bro. Yo, what's going on?
Jesus Christ. Appreciate you guys for pulling up to the podcast.
There we go. There we go. Thank you guys for showing up at next door. Showing up next door.
Thank you for stopping by.
I want to let you know that your kind is not welcome in the neighborhood.
Yo.
Take it back to the city. But tell the people where they could find the Harder Soft podcast and all that good stuff.
Go ahead, Joel.
Oh, you can find Harder Soft Pod anywhere. Everywhere you listen to a podcast is just Harder Soft. You can follow us on Instagram or Twitter at Harder Soft Pod. You can even email us and ask us questions.
You have an only.
Oh, yeah. And then you can follow my OnlyFans at OnlyFans.com/DearOrlandoRoy and follow me on Instagram and Twitter at DearOrlandoRoy.
Is your mother proud?
Yes.
Don't shame my homie.
Yeah.
Don't shame. Don't even try it.
Wow.
Because
wow.
the chicks love it. That boy.
I said,
like,
wow.
He got like 1,000 followers on OnlyFans. He shows them how to do mad shit. He be jerking off, doing all kind of shit. The man done electroshocked himself on Instagram. Show my boy some respect.
I asked a simple question. I'm allowed to ask a question. Mm-hmm. Tahoe, what's your OnlyFans?
It's not there yet. He called me pussy and he's right.
So spin the block,
right.
Pussy.
Yeah, talk. He called me pussy and he's right.
Spin the block, pussy.
But I tell you one thing. If I have OnlyFans, I don't want sex toys. I want nothing but mad women. I want to have orgies and shit like that. I want to have shit with chicks fucking. I want to be in there. Like, I want to have fun for my shit. Because it ain't about the money. If I go there, it's going to be about the action.
You going to post your bloopers?
Yeah. But my shit not hard and shit like that. Yeah, I'm be sitting there soft watching them fuck and be like, damn, my shit ain't rocking. Yeah.
If I have an OnlyFans, it's gonna be like a news reporter. I'm just right here with the mic and this mad shit going on in the back.
Yo, that's what I told Orlando I wanted to do on an episode of Heart of Soft. I want to have people fucking and we just talking while they fucking.
Yeah.
Yo,
that's fire.
Niggas want to be the Uncle Luke show so bad.
Exactly.
Yeah. So bad.
Yo, Mel, before we get out of here, this is the this the glove.
No. Okay, thanks.
It's the Michael Jackson glove with all that glitter.
You could put the Thanos glove away.
It's the Black Panther.
The Thanos.
After I collect the five dicks, I will rule the universe.
Jesus Christ.
I'm out. Nah, I got shit to do.
Nah,
I'm
all right.
What
yeah, that's it, bro.
Is going on, that, on nah, that's here?
It. Nah, that's it. That's it.
Yo, and on that note.
Yeah. Hold on. Wait. Do we have a.
Nah, No.
No. We have a way to get out
of
there.
No, yep, absolutely.
I am Tahoe _TV on Twitter and Instagram as well. I just wanted to plug myself. Sorry.
There we thanks. Go. You good?
Hey, yo.
Whoa.
Hey, yo.
Yo. Right. There is so much going
yo,
on.
What
today.
Orlando say, pause, you don't.
It's just plugging yourself a bad thing, though.
I'm out.
Oh, my.
I'm out.
Okay. Hey, Mouse.
Yo,
Mouse. Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Mute Tahoe in Orlando. Wrap
it up. Wrap it up.
Wrap
it up, Mouse. Wrap it up. Just wrap it up.
Mouse. Hey, yo.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Stop telling me to
finish the podcast. Finish the podcast.
Thank you. Now, y'all know y'all can. I hope y'all enjoyed today because we didn't. But shout out to y'all. Make sure you follow us at Guys Next Door on all social media platforms at Guys Next Door Pod. If you have a letter that you would like read on air, you can send it to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. One more time, that is guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. And remember, put your own secret name or fake name in the subject line, or Che's going to read what's in front of her. Also, if it is a relationship-based question, doesn't have to be, but if it is, make sure you send a picture of yourself and the person you're writing about, because I don't want to be giving fat girl advice to a skinny girl, and I definitely don't want to be giving good-looking advice to an ugly nigga. On that note, make sure you follow our Patreon. There's a new video up there. Mm-hmm. So go to patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod, and make sure you subscribe, comment, and rate. And on that motherfucking note, I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Mac Wilds.
I'm Fly Ra.
And we're disgusted.
We're disgusted.
We're disgusted.
Yeah, sometimes.
But
we did our job.
But this has been
The Guys Next Door. You heard?
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.